Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Nathan, and I want to thank you for tuning into this episode of Raw History. I've been struggling back and forth on what to post on social media, what to record as, you know, audio, what to record as video, what to just feel and not have any devices, and none of which are working. I say that with a very heavy, weird feeling around me as far as me trying to find comedy and just me trying to deal with this situation that is not even, I'm not going to sit here and pretend and lie and put on a facade and say that it's been the worst experience of my entire life, because it hasn't hit me yet. It doesn't make sense to me yet. None of this is real to me. And I'm not saying that when it does become real, that it's going to be the worst thing in my life and I can never recover from this. And like, I'm not saying that either. But what I'm saying is that I acknowledge the fact that what I'm feeling is not necessarily how I'm going to feel next week or 2 years from now or 10 minutes. Who knows? Emotions, they come and they go. And when it comes to a loss like this, when you're planning and your mental mind frame is set, you know, this cancer, focus on the cancer, we treat the cancer, that's what the main thing is. But guess what? My father was 100% cancer free at the time of his death. He had no cancer. They had just done a PET scan not too long prior to his passing. The fact that he was doing the immunotherapy, and unfortunately for him, it affected his thyroid levels and his thyroid in general, and actually caused him to have to take Synthrax, which is a thyroid, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's something that stimulates the effects or use of what your thyroid would do if it were fully functioning. I don't hold me to that. I don't know anything right now. Disclaimer. It was hard seeing my dad the way that he was, especially being with him on Christmas Eve and Christmas and the day after Christmas, and holding, you know, he and my uncle had, you know, got a lot of my stuff that I'd left there over the years together and put them in boxes, and I went up there and cleaned. You guys will one day, I'm sure, know what my father's house looks like one way or another. Whether it's on a TLC show, my like hoarding life or something, I don't know. You'll see it. I'm kidding, kind of. You know, we lived there for 30 years, so there's a lot of stuff there. 30 plus years. And I have, like I said in the beginning, have gone back and forth. Do I keep Raw History going in a time like this? Do I film videos during times like this? Do I keep pretending or breaking down? And being, you know, when I do have those moments where I do break down, you know, lose hundreds of thousands of followers and listeners on the podcast platform and, you know, see the numbers drop dramatically, because that's not what people want to hear. They don't want to hear that there's sadness, but there's not just sadness in my story. Does sadness cause Raw History to be a thing? Absolutely. But are there things that I know myself, I've personally been through? I've overcome them. I battle them. I continue to live with these every single day. These stories, these memories, and that honestly gets me through. And there are people who don't know how to focus or even try to focus on or even try to remember. Like, they might be beneficial to actually think about and talk to someone about. I am a firm believer in seeking medical, and not just medical, just I have a team, and I've had a team, and if you guys have been listening for a while, you'd know I have a whole like mental health team behind me with Niagara Falls Memorial Hospital. They have built the most perfect team when it comes to my doctors, my psychiatrist, my therapist, my general health doctor. They've made it all inclusive. And unfortunately, right now with COVID, things are really difficult going to and from offices while working from or out of offices. It's difficult for me, and they've been very accommodating. So I cannot stress enough how much Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center in Niagara Falls, New York has been absolutely unpaid, well, actually very paid by me. But I'm not being paid to say this. I'm saying that they have actually been very accommodating, and I cannot thank them enough for their continuing support in myself during this process. As you can see, I'm not taking this very easily. As you can see, I'm averting it, and I'm very much telling people. Actually, one of the things that my therapist, she has worked her booty off to make sure, because she is that good, and I'm not going to mention her name, but I had a prior therapist that I was speaking and working with for quite a while, about a year and a half, and she went on maternity leave and decided that she, for a while, being a new mother, and I wish I could say her name, but you inspired me and have continued to inspire me, and I thank you for the lovely, deep, thoughtful, life-changing conversations that we had, and I hope for the continuing success in both of our journeys. With that being said, the new therapist really let me talk and asked me all the right questions. Not that there's wrong questions, but, you know, when you're going through the loss of a loved one, you know, questions of, are you feeling suicidal? How do you go about your day-to-day basis? You know, give me your routine. Give me your schedule. What do you do every day? Things of that nature. What makes you happy? Do you have a support system around you? Do you have anyone around you? Have you been eating? Do you feel... There's just a million questions. And again, I am not a health expert, but I am not new to this process of losing a parent or a loved one where you have such incredible pain involved. I don't want to say included. Like, here's a package deal. Lose a loved one. This package of pain. Although, it's not a lie. Anyhow, I digress. She let me talk, and she concluded with, that was a really good interview for a podcast. She was on it. She called me out on it. She knew exactly what I was doing, and I think that's exactly what I need. So I encourage you guys to speak your truth at the pace of which you feel is best, but understand that there's so much more to your truth that you may be suppressing, and that's okay. Everybody grieves and deals with things in their own separate way. How I dealt with my mother passing 10 years ago. Funny story, it's not funny at all, but side note, my mother passed away in 2011. My father passed away in 2022. It's 11 years difference. 11, 22, 33. I don't know. What does 44 stand for? I'm not sure. I need a numerologist in my life. But I wanted to let you guys know, long story short, you grieve at your own pace. Like I said, when my mother passed away, well, 10 years ago, I expected myself to feel a certain way with my father, especially being as close to him and at most of my life closer to my father than I was with my mother collectively. Not to say that my mother was not my everything and in my heart, because she was and is, but it's two different levels when it comes to, you know, a parent or parents, and that's okay as well. I know that I'm lucky and blessed to have had two amazing parents that cared and loved and made sure that at the end of the day, I was okay. I was taken care of. I had more than enough. And my father definitely exceeded that expectation and then some. And I just want everyone to know, truthfully, honestly, the bottom of my heart, Raw History, again, was supposed to be a podcast about my father and mine, our dynamic since this happened, and spending that time with him on camera. And now that is not even not even in my dreams is that possible. I don't know what is in store for Raw History, but I can promise you that it's not the end. Raw History is not something I'm giving up on. Raw History, I feel, could potentially be an opening, a doorway that I was not anticipating ever really opening. And I want you guys to be a part of that journey with me. I know it sounds so cliche and so, I want these amount of I do have sponsors. I am a brand ambassador for different products or companies. Yes, that's true. But when it comes to the amount of energy that comes with each episode, I promise you that it's not. And just for hosting, like web hosting and promotions and things of that nature, it by far surpasses any amount of money that I'm bringing in from any ads, I promise you. But I just want to be clear and let you know, yes, I do have ads on here that pay, but Anyways, again, long ramble of nonsense. I want you guys to take one thing from this. I started Raw History as a way to remember, to capture, to remember, to completely immerse every feel by looking visually and audibly within a moment between my father and I. And that chance is no more. So I ask for your encouragement, your thoughts, your positive energy, your support, your DMs, whatever it is that you feel might uplift not only myself, but others, as well as Raw History in whole, to keep this going. Because even though right now I'm numb to the truth and the reality of what is truly going on, I know that when it hits me, I'm going to need you guys the most. So I hope that you come back. If you're new, I hope that you come back. You've been here since day one. I hope all of you, again, live life fully. Live life as if it's your story, because it is. But when you're living that story, make sure that you're truthfully and 100% without any doubt able to tell the full story. Because only then will you feel free. I love you guys. And this is not at all how I expected the first episode of 2022 to be. I also didn't anticipate really doing anything like this before, even though I've done it with my mom, just different platform, different meaning. And I hope that you're doing well, and I hope that you're staying safe. I love you all.
The next segment of the episode is a little bit tough for me to listen to, so I'm not really going to listen to it too much, but I did record a part of the time that I was with Dad last, and we were talking about a restaurant here that I really love around where I live, and thought I would leave you with that. And I love you, Dad.
Italian restaurant?
Yeah, I was going to say Italian. I know he specializes in something. Sprite about this, right? Look up at you guys and go there and have spaghetti.
Their stuffed shell, they're so good.
I bet they are. But I like spaghetti. I get my spaghetti Monday, I call it. Because they got the specials at the Romans. I get the salad, then get spaghetti and meatballs and bread. Perfect. And then sometimes during the week, I'll order a hearty portion. And it's hard, you gotta get like 3 days of it. Which is great, because I'm gonna get maybe dinner or snack. A little bit at a time, you know?
Yeah, I don't
care. Whew, it tears the money with what's going on.
It tears, yeah? Thank you.